Hey everybody, this is David here with a very special announcement before the episode begins. We were finally able to save enough money to get a Facebook fan page. It's very exciting. I'm sure you guys are all very excited. So, if you want to like it, just search Adventures in Pathfinding on Facebook, and the one that is titled Adventures in Pathfinding should be ours. Thanks.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
I'm gonna burn another bardic performance
trying to get his spur to get moving. So just like on perception check. I'm gonna
So many comments on that drawing, so little time.
So yeah, I'm gonna burn that bardic performance to give everyone a plus two to their perception.
Doesn't take pictures.
I'm gonna be sneaking.
No, that's
intercepting
cool.
At the same time.
I'm going to be explaining the entire plot of that book to Shivers as we walk in the hall.
It should also linger for another
29 sneaking, but only like
a...
He pulls his house down, and then he goes to the next pitch.
So I'm just telling everybody...
On perception.
Okay. Everybody needs to learn Aklo. You guys really are missing out. This is a good book. You get dumber.
Mine's not good.
There's some spells that I can't do anything with.
Maybe we should let the wizard look in.
Do we have a wizard?
Yeah. We got a sorcerer.
Are you a wizard?
Yeah.
No. Okay, look at these spells.
We'll put the book in my bag until we get the hell out of here.
Okay. Just make sure you make your will save.
Okay.
You didn't say you were going to read it.
Alright, let's move on. So what we got? Onward, ho!
So it kind of, after it goes around a corner, it kind of it goes back from a natural cavern into kind of worked stone again. But this stonework looks really, really old.
Oh, if only there was a dwarf here.
And then it kind of goes into this room. It kind of looks like there's some pictures on the wall, but they're too faded. You kind of like see like images of faces and stuff. And you see, like, there's a large room open up, and at the end, you see, like, a staircase heading down. But you can also see that it's full of water.
Oh. I'm really good at swimming, as I think I've demonstrated.
Oh, yeah.
I want to look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Picture.
We need some artwork for the inn.
Oh.
It's a sailboat.
Are they paintings?
Schooner.
Are they paintings? They're paintings? Not just
you tell me. They're like Walmart murals.
Oh, they're painted on the wall.
How big are they?
Easter Bunny is
real.
Oh,
it's a whole wall?
Yeah.
Never mind. I was going to rip them down and bring it to the inn.
You got to rip down stones? Okay.
Yeah, I ripped down all this. I take apart this.
What happened last time you tried to do something with stone lifting and play?
I think I beat the game.
It was the fountain?
I got a hurry
in.
I say, dwarf, get up here and... Do like the inverse of create water.
Destroy water.
Destroy water.
Yeah.
Why is there a destroy water?
You mean like get a towel?
Yeah. Create towel.
Yeah. I definitely don't have
super
that
absorbent sponge.
Yeah. A sham wow.
That's all that.
Great sham.
Create towel.
I summon Billy Mays. He brings me a sham wow.
Not too soon, Dusty.
Right,
he lost a hero.
So the Simpsons.
He dead?
Yeah. He died of like a cocaine overdose.
I know.
Lou Reed died today.
Well. Person that did Lisa, or not Lisa, but
Miss Grapple.
Grapple died, right?
Did her character end up marrying Ned Flanders or something?
That's what I heard, but I haven't watched The Simpsons in over 7 years.
Because they say people basically lost another life.
Oh, I thought they married her.
I thought it was Skeeter last time I was watching the show, but I don't know.
Maybe she did multiple characters then.
No, I heard. I did see a newer episode like a year ago when they were together.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
Alright, anyway, so water, no other place to go. What do the pictures look like? Just want to roll for that?
Yep.
So what do you think I'm going to be able to tell about these stone faces?
I don't know.
You're a dwarf.
History would be...
You get off on this stuff.
24.
I just get a plus 2 to perception check.
Just regular untrained knowledge, it would be...
I can't perceive the
history,
face.
I guess you would do.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in and swim, I think.
They look like... I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell what they look like. I guess they're some kind of humanoids, and it looks like they're... You're guessing this is from some... era, way before Mortenburg, because you realize from before that the town's kind of been built upon over and over and over
again. The south where we kept wanting to go at some point.
Idiots.
Let's do it once.
No.
Oh. I thought you guys were all from Lovey.
I'm from Moline.
We showed up.
You're guessing
we started in a different town.
You're guessing
yeah,
that's one of those civilizations, but you're just... pictures aren't giving you enough information.
It's
too faded and stuff.
Okay.
Well,
do you want to jump in that one?
I'm looking for anything funny.
Hold on.
The faces, stonework.
Yeah, look for a secret passage or something.
Just something out of the ordinary.
Okay.
If I can notice anything.
There's those drama faces with the smile and the frown.
God damn it, fucking dwarf.
What's everybody else doing?
Hold on. That's a 14, though, if that makes any
ropes. No, it's really old work.
Shivers?
Nothing with the faces?
No.
No way to, drain the
Shivers
water?
Shivers is going
to
go for a swim.
Now the water... The water
not like a stone straw is going to come out of one of the mouths.
Nope.
It does
look like the stairs go down a lot deeper the closer you get to it.
Alright, swim. Swimming. Time for swimming.
Shivers is going to go for a little swim.
Get naked.
And come back, and I'm going to use a mythic point to communicate if he comes back.
Make sure you get naked.
Okay.
You're going to send Shivers there?
Yeah.
I always heard badgers were really good in the water.
Wait, hold on, let me see what it's from this.
Just to make it clear, this is a wall right here.
Oh, it's a wall?
This is going under, it's going down under.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You know how many fucking Elder Scrolls dungeons have started this way?
It's like in Fallout New Vegas. There's a lot of those little...
Yeah. We need to leave.
Drink that water.
Nature check on water.
Drink that.
You get plus
it's
two rads.
Plus two rads.
That's a full 12 shivers worth of radiation coming out.
everything uses shivers.
It's funny because you're trying to...
Man,
you
drink the shivers worth of
you're trying to reach
night.
In, grab something, floating in it, and then you accidentally drink it. Whoa, damn it! Radiated.
Is it just regular... Well, fuck it. Should I go for a swim?
Do it.
I thought you were sending shivers. Listen, as much as you like him, that is his best.
Yeah, I'd rather have him die than me.
What are you doing?
Exactly. All right.
You're watching them.
No, we do that with Martin, too.
Who's Martin?
Martin did that. Take a back guard.
Martin!
Martin's
going with what?
Are you
that's what I'm saying.
What?
Yeah, Shivers is going to go for a little swim.
I'm going to take back guard. Make sure nobody comes back down that way.
Okay.
I'm not swimming yet. I'm going to let him go. Go see what's on the other side, and we'll come see how far you can go without
Shivers. Go swim down there, just get a look what's going on, and come back and let us know. So I have to command him first?
Yeah.
I don't
want to do that at all.
I feel like
we will do that.
We
don't hear a badger sounds like.
What an actual badger sounds like.
All right, so...
Phil, you have your phone out.
What's a badger sound like?
There's a badger.
Yeah, I tell you what he sounds like.
Wait.
He sounds like dirt.
Actually, I remember
Oh, it's just all badgers. Yeah.
It's just badger. Stop that. Just continue to slip with that.
All right, go ahead.
10.
I mean, besides the honey badger. I know what the honey badger says.
See him go, and then he kind of dips under and disappears into the darkness of the water.
Oh, God.
Come back! So I'm just waiting for him to come back.
You should have attached a rope to his tail.
Shivers. How long you want to wait?
He's dead. Let's go.
Can I, if I use a mental point, can I communicate with him from a distance?
Nope.
Like, can I tell what's going on?
Nope.
Alright, guys, let's go find another badger. I'll wait until...
What do we have two? Like, Shivers 6?
Until... No, this is Shivers 1. Well, this is the first, like,
actual badger.
Yeah.
What were we actually up to? 4 Shivers.
It's gotta be,
it's been a lot.
It's like 5 or 6.
Yeah, there's a dog, there was a...
There's
the
a
dinosaur
lizard.
Thing.
Yeah,
lizard.
The lizard thing.
You've had 4 different animals?
There was the...
No, it's whatever you see in an animal, it was called Shiver.
The wolf that turned to ash eventually, that was the first one, right?
Yeah.
The first one, yeah, was like a...
like a
stomach
animal.
Tricks.
Yeah.
Which Dave became an ash too, right?
Then there was a snake that Cameron kept slumbering, that was Slithers.
Slithers, that's something, though.
Is this the same campaign, or is it
yeah.
Oh, you've had...
Yeah.
Your character is it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You essentially had a party
man,
that die 6 times.
You really just don't care about your animals.
Well, no, those other animals
do.
Were my companion. They were just
no,
like
they
animals
were just,
that I saw, and I would just try to get them to be
yeah,
my companion.
This was before. He only had...
Because he's going to get one until level 4. You can't have an animal companion.
What was it? What's the skill? Animal what?
Handle animal?
Yeah, that's all I had. And like you could,
and
no, wait.
Offering.
The other one.
Empathy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you couldn't get him to do what you wanted, but you could get him to not attack you.
Well, only with that one, because I rolled a 20...
On the one monitor lizard, yeah.
And all it did was that
he
wouldn't listen to me.
He followed us around.
He followed you around, but he wouldn't listen to me.
Then you went to say goodnight to him in that garbage heap, and we almost died.
He'd, like, roll around and shit, and then there's, like, fire beetles in it. And David's like, oh, my God!
Yeah, I died. All right.
Well,
so...
You should have died.
Okay. Should I jump in?
What's everybody else doing?
Has it been...
I'm going to roll and see if I'll jump in.
Like,
no,
it's
only been, like, 2 minutes.
Way longer than you know.
That's a good question.
Yeah. As long as
I'm convinced you need to go in the water. You need to find your
you know, this would have been a good time
Dude,
to have a fish
I'm
companion.
There's something.
Come shark. On. Shark companion?
Get
dolphin?
To it.
There's
something.
You need to check out.
Do we have any more rope?
If you care about your badger at all, you need to at least go down.
Just enough where I get in there, and then I look to see if I can see him. Shiver?
Do we have any rope?
I don't think we grabbed
ropes.
It.
Something in there.
We didn't take the other one
no,
off.
No, we didn't. We left 2 ropes back there.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to need to. I mean, we're going to grab...
I'm back, grab ropes. Come back!
No, you can grab my rope.
What?
Stuff.
You have a rope still?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't get it. All right,
tie off.
Something in there.
Tie off, shoot up, and go down.
So, you guys are all like kind of standing back, kind of rolling your eyes, kind of.
I was perceiving.
David gets real close, he's like, his feet are like just in the water, and he's like leaning in, Shivers, come on back, buddy. And then you just see something dart across in the bottom, and then you just see, and then you pull back.
So he's still alive, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, wasn't a two-headed
can
shark.
I
want to
do the mythic point thing where I can communicate.
Go ahead and knock off. 4 hit points from Shivers.
Oh, from Shivers?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He doesn't
get back with the wound.
So, yeah, you'll immediately notice that Shivers got, like, a claw mark on the side of him.
That can't be good.
What's up, buddy? So, I'll use my mythic to telecommunicate. Why do I keep saying that? Telepathically communicate.
Telecommunicate works.
Yeah.
He says,
I know.
Dark, then... Hungry thing attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Did he ever get out of the water?
How would you ask him to describe the thing that attacked him?
Yeah. What
not just how he's
feeling. What it looked like?
Sharp teeth, mouth.
Was it like you?
Big.
No, it was a hammerhead badger.
Hammerhead badger.
And then I just want to ask, like, if we
go... Like, I smell...
Two-headed badger shark.
Ceiling... 5 Shivers in.
No ceiling?
Can anyone explain to me how far a Shiver is? I'm still waiting.
Shivers, you're the best. I hug him. And then I say...
There's so many... Is it
wait,
this way?
Okay, by ceiling,
do
you mean...
Wet dog.
Do you mean that there was air? Like, if you swim far enough, you could start breathing again?
He's like, confirmed, like... Yeah, but not much. Just enough for smelling.
I love smelling. Do you like smelling, Shivers?
Yeah.
I love the smell.
What's your favorite kind of melon, now that we're talking about smelling?
You're getting off topic, David.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I went up and smelled 5 Shivers worth of smell.
Ooh, 5 Shivers worth?
I say...
I'm getting the most out of this mythic point, damn it.
David, I say we give you a rope, you go down into the water, you try to tie the rope to that thing,
cover the barbecue sauce,
we drag it up...
One really hard tug means you're being attacked.
No, this is what we do. I have some rations. We take the rations and like
two quick ones means you're out of breath.
We'll like chum it. Yeah, we'll
let's
chum it.
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
And then, if the rope just comes back with nothing on it, just keep going without me.
Yeah. How about we cut a piece of Shivers off? I heal him back up right away.
What the fuck did you say?
We cut a piece of Shivers off. I heal him back up.
Shivers
right
better
away.
Be some of my rations.
And then
it's a Shivers worth the rations.
We throw that chum. We throw the chunk of Shivers in the water. That's fresh chum.
Listen,
I don't think this thing wants
Shivers
canola
in the water.
And beef jerky.
Enough Shiver up. And
I say, yeah, we'll do that tab it, and I take him and just put him in the water.
Oh wait, you just pick me up?
No. Yeah, I'll take some of my, I'll take one of my rations.
Okay, Mark, hold on.
Really,
we'll see that works.
First time.
Yeah. First time walking off rations.
And also, I just have rations.
Shivers. Yeah. Well, Shivers has got a cut on, right?
Yeah.
Let's just rub some blood, Shiver
yeah.
blood on the
rations. And then I'll heal him.
Okay.
You'll heal him?
How are you
going to heal? Well, I have heal. I just mean, like, bandage it, not, like, actually
oh,
hit
okay.
points back.
Okay.
Let's just say you need to talk to me.
He gets
Shivers
worth a hit point.
That's a million.
Rations rub the
Shivers
blood. We got his rope.
Shivers hit points.
Shivers. I'm at half Shivers.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Shivers.
I'm going to get a pet that's named Timbers.
Shivers and Timbers, and that's the friend!
Welcome to the Bed of Badger. We only take Shivers. I draw my own.
Yeah, I have Shivers. I need 5 gold Shivers.
I need
Lincoln. Alright. So, rations rubbed in Shiver blood, tied
shiver
with a rope.
Blood.
Very specific blood.
Throwing into the.
Attached to a grappling hook?
I have a grappling hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and also I go back and get our ropes.
And then
why?
No, we don't need those ropes. He's got a rope.
Maybe this thing's
oh,
a vegetarian.
We already tied this off. This is good. We can walk back to truck.
What?
Maybe this thing's a vegetarian and just attacks you because of being a dick.
That is all a valid
right.
point.
So
it's easy like its owner. I can see him being a dick.
Yep. So rations, Shivers' blood on the grappling hook end. With
and we're all holding the rope.
Yeah. We're going to fish this son of a bitch out of there.
And I say, Barbara.
So what
are
you
guys doing? We took bloody rations, put it on a grappling hook.
Okay. Yeah, like
put it in the water, like we're trying to lure this thing.
We're fishing.
Yeah,
no.
Pretty much fishing.
So basically it's only going to be going around in this area right here.
Yeah, that's
well, I mean, we'll it should
push
sink.
It.
Yeah, like we'll feed it in.
I guess I just don't see it getting sucked down in there. It's not like a current or anything going.
We have a badger that can
well, the grappling hook,
oh,
the grappling hook's going to sink.
Well, can we have Shivers
yeah.
swim it down a little further real quick and then come back up? Not even... Not
Shivers
even
back.
You heal him.
Oh, God. I don't know about that.
Just, you know, Shiver, the world will make Shivers go back down. That would be really hot.
Shivers heals.
Doesn't
well, don't you have... What's
I bet the roll to push Shivers in is a lot lower.
Oh, thanks. No, that's Shiver. But don't you have, like, that thing where you hit
hand.
When we got...
Well,
Mage Hand,
that
yeah,
shit.
Mage
I get
hand
the
that shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Trying to make
me
useful or
somebody
to do.
I've got Mage Hand as well.
I've always been useful.
Yeah. Remember when you saved us?
Mage Hand High Five.
Yeah.
Hey. Boom.
Okay, I'll Mage Hand it down then.
Yep.
Right?
There we go.
Dwarf is going to be the anchor on this thing because he's sturdy.
I'm
not very dexterous.
Actually,
though.
I am.
So, like, trip.
Whoa!
Yeah. Hey, it's hard to make me trip. I got the +4 to that.
Yeah.
Stuff. Which, you know, if I roll a 2, it doesn't really matter, but.
Alright, so it's going down.
Alright, so we're playing tug of war.
Yep.
Possibly.
Kind of feel it. How long does that mage hand last? Or is there a distance type thing
oh,
for it?
Oh, I got it here.
Close range, 25 feet plus 5 feet for 2 levels, so it'd be 35 feet.
Excellent.
Duration is concentration, so one non-magical unintended object weighing up to 5 pounds.
Okay.
It's a titanium grappling hook, so it's very light. Tam made it special.
Oh, I'm sure.
really want to know what this magic wand is.
You point your finger at an object, and you can lift it and move it at will from a distance. As a move action, you can propel the object as far as 15 feet in any direction. Though the spell ends in, if the duration between you and the object exceeds the spell's range.
Well, you, you feel it kind of, you keep pushing it down, then you feel the range of the spell kind of give away.
I've come up to here to do it.
Yeah. So you kind of feel it, it's kind of like free falling now.
Mm. It's Tom Petty, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Tom Petty.
Not that one.
I know. That was the joke.
Don't get it.
It's pot, okay? He's talking about pot.
Listen, I'm tired of all these petty arguments.
To do much.
Well, that was a good pot.
Thank you.
I like that one.
You can have it.
Can you get me a Dr. Pepper over there? Yeah. What happens when I sit in the middle? I have to be mine. I don't think I have any more over there. I don't need one right now.
I thought you guys had a bunch in the fridge.
There are. I don't have a fridge right next to me. I'll get one when I get
Eric!
Eric. Why is there not a fridge down here?
Come on!
God!
You know what? I cannot open this.
This mini's gonna jam.
Alright, so... Who's holding the rope?
Al Kramer's a good friend than you.
Yeah, everybody give me a perception.
What can you make your friend?
Everybody give me a perception.
I'm trying to see if it's gonna
You drive me in a white Bronco away from the law. You did nothing. Can't even get me a
refrigerator.
I see that there's water.
I have a 12. Shivers has an 18.
Shiver ain't going anywhere near the water. He's in the void.
I thought we were just pulling the rope.
That's a fifth.
Well, how's Shiver going to hold the rope? So everybody else is like up in the air and he's like hanging off here?
Okay, what just happened?
I have a 13.
You got a what?
13.
20.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm actually still guarding the back.
Doesn't care.
That's 20. Making sure no one's running across those ropes.
I am not getting shot in the back again.
I don't like that.
He killed me.
He also hates fishing.
Yeah.
Alright.
I wouldn't see anything.
You're... feel like a start feeling that little light tug thing.
Pull.
We're nipping at it.
Like, bink, bink, bink.
I'm gonna hold my ground and get
and
ready to brace
you,
myself.
And you'll start seeing like something kind of wavy back here. There's at least two of them.
I'd say, guys, let's just like pull it a little bit closer, try to lure it.
Let's jiggle it a little.
Yeah, and kind of
jiggle pull.
Get it closer to us.
We'll jiggle pull it.
Jiggle pull.
A jiggle pool.
Is that racist?
No.
I feel like at some level.
I think it is now.
Some level it is. On some planet somewhere.
Alright.
Can you...
You should
you
just
have,
yell,
like
spray? You should just tell the monster that we've got beer
like
and women out there and it'll come out.
So you start... You start pulling up
no,
and you can kind of...
Virgin brides.
I don't know for magic.
You can still see two of those things still coming up.
Can I do an nature check to see if I recognize what they are?
Kind of see what it is.
Does anyone have any Freons?
You could just freeze the... That'd be great. Can we freeze the water?
Yeah. I just want to get high.
We are really disappointed that you do not destroy water.
That would be
water.
A 25. I do too. That'd be awesome.
A what?
25.
Or just boil water, maybe. Mm-hmm. Just something cool. I'm a cleric, though.
It could be your eyes tricking you, but you think it's an octopus.
Oh.
Octopus tentacles.
I love octopus.
Yeah, calamari.
Yeah, that'd be a fine delicacy to serve the better magic.
This is all we're doing trying to find
everybody
food.
Everybody on a rope make a reflex save.
Yes.
Well, wait. What are they about to do?
Reflex.
I'll tell you, so you make a reflex save.
Well,
22.
I just need to state that if I'm about to be moved, it's hard to do that.
You will probably be moved if you
do
don't make
I
this.
Even hear anything going on?
You hear them.
Because I'm like technically
you hear
around
them,
that corner.
You've gone mad. You think
so,
you're master.
So
the
this
pitch.
Is what you've heard so far. You hear them all talking about stupid shit, and you're like, yeah, whatever.
You hear the octopi.
The octopi.
Then you hear. The badger scream. You're like, yeah, that's normal. Whatever.
Every time David touches him.
And then you heard like a big plop in the water, and you're like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom. I know.
And now you just hear everybody kind of like whisper, like, oh, here's come,
Wiggle and jiggle.
The jiggle wave. What do we call it? It should be noted that none of us actually
jiggle.
What did everybody get?
I haven't rolled yet.
Minus 25.
I get a plus 4. If I'm about to be moved, I get a plus 4 to this.
Oh, you'll get a plus 4.
Okay, I want to be useful.
Okay.
It'd be funny because you're at the back, we're all fine, and you just go flying.
Knock all you guys into this.
Not bad.
So, what did everybody get? Anybody get under a 15?
No.
Nope.
Okay. We know how to pull ropes.
So you guys are going onto the rope.
We got that chain to pull.
That's why we practice.
David, like, looks like an octopus, and then the rope just gets pulled, and all you guys are all back, like, bracing. Hmm. That's what you're kind of holding on for.
Tug of war.
Wait.
So now you're going to have to do opposing strength checks.
We're all teaming up, right?
So yeah. I don't know if you guys want to assist the strongest.
Not me.
Yes, who's the strongest?
Or how you guys
want to do it. Would that be the best way to do it? Or
15.
What? You tell us. You're the rules man.
Probably better mental than I just like got out of the rope and just left it and walked away.
Because what it's going to do is like everyone else will be assisting him. So it'll be like +2, +2, +2. Then whoever got the highest strength will get his strength bonus.
It looks like Kenny does.
Yeah.
Well, stronger one than you.
Well, actually, we have the same bonus. I have 15. You have 16.
Oh.
Since you have a dwarf,
you
as the anchor.
Everything than everybody. Jesus.
Maybe
I didn't roll those.
Who weighs the
again,
bonus?
Again, I never rolled
the
dwarf
weighs
the
bonus. What's that?
Since dwarves are really
hard
to move,
a bonus.
And on the anchor, would it be any sort of a bonus if I could at least succeed the check?
I'll get
like, maybe more.
What's Shiver's doing?
No one cares. He's Shiver brought us back to octopus.
These guys are really strong. I think they're...
Well, I don't know if it's an octopus. What explains the claw marks?
Should it just be our bonus plus...
Marks?
All of our bonuses together?
Thing.
I don't know. I actually don't know what this
but
is.
But also, I mean, I don't want to be like, but octopus are smarter than fucking fish right now. Jump.
No.
Then how do people catch them?
They don't.
they
want to be caught.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with life. Here's some calamari.
Okay, so we're assisting...
They apparently go, like, senile and crazy.
I think
No,
you're not...
They don't listen.
Because
Rice
is the strongest.
They're really
well,
really
Rice
awesome,
isn't even with you guys.
Nobody's actually said, like, holy shit, it's an octopus.
Holy shit, it's an
what would be the best way to do this?
I think we're assisting David is the strongest, then.
Well...
Either one of us, plus three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't be something where we just add all of our bonuses.
Who looks the buffest?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Everyone else is adding their bonus to whoever's rolling the d20.
Okay, so all of our bonuses together with one.
So
can we all roll and then decide?
Who's been rolling the best?
Nobody.
David?
No, but out of you two.
Nobody?
No, I don't know.
You rolled a 1, right? At least some points?
I did roll a 20 once.
He did roll 20.
I haven't rolled a 1 yet.
Let's just rock paper scissors.
All right.
We're all helping Kenny. All
right. You don't have to roll that. We just got
to
add all. We're adding our strength.
Yeah, we're assisting.
So you're. Strength.
Oh, I just added.
Yeah.
No, you're just giving a +2 to him.
Okay. So basically, we want to
do
it.
So it all comes to life.
But we're not all getting the same. We are getting.
Can we yell at Rise real quick to come help pull?
We could, yeah.
Hey, man.
Then whatever. Hey,
man.
So you're assisting me.
I say it really
so
cool.
Everyone's assisting
hey,
you
man,
to do an extra bonus +2 to it.
Because I'm anchoring.
He's anchoring, so it's a +4. So it'll be like 4.
All right.
So it's 11 plus your strength bonus.
Which is 3.
3.
Minus 3.
14.
So 14. 16.
17.
Why would it be 3?
I thought
you guys don't add your strength.
Oh, just plus 2?
Plus 2.
Okay.
That's if you make the roll.
So, what is it now? So, 14, 16, 18, 22, and nobody actually asked, right? And what are you rolling for?
I don't know.
The roll to assist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Come on,
guys.
I have a really good Octopi Wall Street.
Oh,
okay. Does that sound right, Ryan? You play more.
normally, it's a roll to assist.
Oh, it's like a D10. Right.
You just have to, we have to beat a 10.
All right, everybody roll now. Justin already rolled again.
Yeah!
I like this
game. Yeah!
Alright, there you go. So, same thing I just said.
Wait, should we roll?
We like the extra steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
God, I didn't.
That could have been terrible. Man, that food smells delicious.
14, 16, all right. 18.
Alright, so you're,
plus
you guys are pulling
14.
It up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is it out of the water? Can we just keep pulling until it comes out of the water?
Yep, you gotta give it a good,
The rumble pack of my Nintendo 64 controller is shaking because I'm fishing an ocarina.
As you meant to go on a heroic adventure, and then you spend the whole time at the fishing pond.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
I'd get the metal boots.
It's like, I can see the biggest one! I see him!
Yeah, but he won't grab him.
What thing?
Are these, like, dragon ocarina?
Was that ocarina at the time?
Yeah.
They have it in Majora's
Octopussy.
Mask.
I never played Majora's Mask.
I love that game. I thought it was way more clever.
I know. I read it's a lot darker. It seems like.
Well, I just really
it's like the
how,
world ends technically every like.
Yeah, but I just well not when you do it, not when you.
Well, right, eventually.
But I just really think that the time aspect added a whole.
Yeah.
Well, it did add another dimension because time is another dimension.
What do I want to use for this next thing?
Really.
What'd you say?
Dr. Pepper is official soft drink.
I don't feel like any of those guys actually
dream
of
anything.
Stuff, no, they don't.
I was going to say, because that'd be, you know.
They drink the blood of virgins.
Or of water. Or whatever.
Gatorade. So, in Skyrim.
So, you guys gave a nice big pull there. And you see two large tentacle things pop out of the water.
Yeah, construct.
Wait, we got both of them? Idiots.
And. You see the tentacle things out, then under the water a little bit, you see it's connected
what?
To one head of, like, some weird monstrous thing.
Oh, my God.
That's not an octopus.
Yeah, and it's got, like, six eyes and really long mandible things. And
Shiris,
you look like the thing that's on the cover of the book that he has.
Shivers, you gave us the...
no, it doesn't look like that.
Oh,
you got, like, sharper teeth.
Shivers gave us the worst intel ever.
Yeah. What are you talking
about?
It said the ceiling was five shivers smell.
When we get back, you guys get the one issue.
Is it out of the water?
The claws are, but the head part's, like, still under.
David,
I'm assuming I heard somebody say, oh my god, it's not an octopus.
Yeah,
I said
that.
Yeah.
That's not an octopus.
That's
okay.
Like, you have a phobia.
This
octopus.
Is an octopus.
He has a phobia, that's why I didn't come home.
I don't have any, so
you
don't right.
remember what I cast.
I don't think you cast anything, because I did all your healing.
That's right. Like one
it's the only ones that got hurt.
I'm trying to remember what.
I only remember Justin doing the turn the
channel
energy. Yeah, I don't remember doing anything else.
Yeah, so I used detect magic, but that's a zero spell anyway.
Because I used my wand to cure light wounds.
While we're having this argument, we get eaten by the.
Well, that's right. Wasn't I like? Wasn't
how many spells did you cast?
No, let me think.
Would you wait a minute?
I think it was in an anti-healing mood, because sometimes that happens. Like, something good, you know?
What's anti-healing? You mean hurrying?
Yeah. Basically. Well, as in
and
not
it fits
healing
perfectly
you.
With his character.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it was only the badger that right, was really
good. All right, you got a what?
Five.
Kenny got a...
This was second edition. I'd be going first. Fuck you guys.
Kenny got a nine.
You got a really, really...
If you want to be my Kenny.
Sorry.
Initiative, right?
Yeah.
You got a roll
24. Oh, shit. That's a good summer day.
Last
20.
Yeah, you said you heard him say that stuff. So.
Yeah. Like, it's not an octopus.
Yeah.
Shit, you're going to run in there.
This is an octopus. It's octopi.
And that thing goes back in.
Octopi. Octopuses is...
Octopussy. David?
I didn't roll. Me, I have a...
Pussy.
Nine.
Octopussy.
Shivers. Pussy. Has a 13.
We came
what's
up with the actual...
Mine
forms.
Is 16.
We figured it out.
Lance, like, what's your dexterity?
Octopus is
one.
It is 19.
Probably
octopus. Octopuses is two. Octopi is three, and octopassy is four or more.
I'm down with that.
Can somebody...
Just
what does Shivers get?
Oh.
Let's,
I mean, just assign a challenger into that, and then it's totally Pathfinder legit.
Yeah, that's
an octopassy.
Mentos.
It's four
yeah,
or more.
I know you got six.
Four or more.
It's a challenge level of 12.
Yeah.
Two times.
You're going to die.
Shivers.
You.
God damn it, phone. Who cares?
Your phone?
Tell Ashley to leave you alone.
How do you know it's Ashley?
Because all your friends.
Yeah, all your friends are here.
Like,
to a party last night.
No one knew who I was.
Literally. They're just like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing here? Get out.
Nice pocket protector.
I
kept
trying to start fights with people, but no one wanted to.
Yeah. Well, you're the doctor, man.
Can we please make an Octopi Wall Street reference?
What?
I can't believe you missed that.
No. We'll say, we're the 1%!
Don't pepper spray me!
Please.
This octopus doesn't have pepper spray, does it?
Mentos goes first!
Let's find out. We'll start casting a spell. It's
called Disintegrate Octopus.
I'll start my next turn. It's called Fresh and Breath.
Destroy the water!
Okay, so.
Are they out of the water?
The tentacles are, yeah.
Two large Swedes appear and move the octopus
out
of the
way. Can't tell. You can kind of see like a head in there, but you can't really see it.
What kind of phone do you have?
Note 3.
Easy.
It's not a phone.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
It's
a space station.
What are your screens on?
And just so everybody knows, we are going to do by the rules, so you're flat-footed until it's your at least been your turn once.
Okay.
So that means no dexterity.
Is this thing tall enough?
Too?
Are these tall enough to where I could shoot at them with my bow and not shoot people?
No, you can't get it with a bow.
Can I collapse a ceiling on them, kill it, and then realize we can't get through?
Yes.
Right. There's like no room.
There sure is not.
Can I offer them a 10% off at the Bed and Badger if they leave us alone?
You sure can.
Okay.
Hello, say would you like a 10%?
Oh,
that was my hand.
You know what's funny?
Will you just
that's
take
the
that
just
coupon
in my hand?
Is there what?
It stops and one of the tentacles.
Yeah, the other one's like, that's not a good deal.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's not a good deal. What do you mean it's not a good deal?
Yeah,
the other one's like, you never
you
take me
out
anymore.
Right?
You could use a vacation.
I'm tired of dank pits.
I'm on coupon and we can get a 15%.
We have
water beds,
right? Good.
We have speed dating. We have speed dating for octopuses.
So what was Rice doing? I'm sorry.
Shoot it. I got some.
Single.
I'm going to be sneaking in.
Okay, we'll say you started
out
over there.
Silent Lucidity.
So, last sneak.
Yeah.
What are you singing?
I can't remember. I can't remember that I'm 12. So,
I rolled a 19 for stealth.
I'm
going to try to
check shit to
sneak in here.
My magic isn't so far. As I lay next to you, Silent Lucidity.
What are you singing? Are you singing the song from Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I love that movie.
Die!
It's Queen's
Right.
Of course
I can!
It's Queen's Right.
Silent
Lucidity.
Ugh.
Silent next
no. That band's terrible.
David, shut your mouth.
Okay.
You shut your mouth.
Why don't you write a really long, boring song about it?
I'm singing
it. On Thursday.
Okay, you sneaked in, okay?
Thursday. This one or last one?
Okay, Shivers. What's up with him?
He doesn't want to get anywhere near that thing.
What?
Sup to you, Shivers?
Did Shivers
how you
active?
Doing?
No.
Shivers is going to come back here.
How you doing, Shiv?
He's just going to wait this battle out. And
you're going to Shiver?
Oh, great. He's going to be useless again.
He's just going to kind of... He's going to
look there
his turn and tell
scared.
Us he does something else.
Okay. Okay.
He's going to pee.
It's... The good guy's turn?
Yeah, and he pees.
That's what he does. So, since this thing has its tentacles here, I'm guessing we can target all three.
Tentacly,
parts.
Yes, you can.
You can do the tentacles, the head
yes.
part is underwater.
I'm glad I'm the only one to acknowledge that.
I was going to ask when it came to my turn, because I'm swimming under there and punching some underwater stupidness.
You couldn't be.
Does it? Are we still holding on to the rope?
No.
No.
I mean, if you want to be.
I thought you guys said you
I don't think so.
So you could yank it all the way out. What's
oh, the rope that he was
connected
to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally took it over the
yeah.
chasm, too.
That's what I thought.
I was like, why would I be holding on to that rope still?
Yeah.
Well,
I am.
I'm waiting for that ghoul to cross.
Mr. Fantastic.
We're still holding on that rope, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll play
yeah.
the war.
No, unfortunately, they're made out of cold iron steel.
Let's just drag him to the spike pit and push him in.
What,
Huh? Let's drag him to the spike pit and push him in.
Let's drag him to hell. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Put the spike pit first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He understands Aklo. This is going to be fun. We'll talk.
You're going to talk. You're not going to get dumber as you talk.
Maybe.
Is that something Aklo does?
Meh.
His eye lay next to
why do you know that song?
I know two lines.
Exactly.
That's four two lines of the entire song. That doesn't mean he knows the lines.
Why is Queensryche your favorite band? And you
it is
not.
It
is
Kenny's turn.
Wait, are we still holding on to the rope?
Yeah, I thought we were.
Yep.
Should we yank it out?
Yeah, can we all like work together to keep yanking it?
Where is it?
Yeah.
You jerk.
This is the Halloween episode.
What does that do with Halloween?
So,
let's butter cake it today.
Okay.
Mentos isn't holding on to it, just so you know, he dropped it to cast a spell.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this.
He's like, I ain't stupid, I'm gonna cast a spell.
No, you're right, he's the smartest one here.
And we're like, let's keep pulling it up!
Alright, I better hold on to it more.
So I'm just kind of looking at you guys.
I got it. I'm holding.
We keep
going.
Okay.
Let's keep pulling.
We're gonna yank him. As well.
I don't have a dex bonus anyway.
Right.
Flat-footed is my AC.
Okay, so you guys won't be flat-footed.
Yeah.
Roll to 10, roll 10.
I was going to say, I have arches, sir.
Nope.
What do I add to it?
I
think it's your, whatever you're trying to
do. Strength? Yeah, do
strength. So if it's strength, then it will be over 10.
Oh, right. God.
No.
Oh,
no.
What is even the point of me going? I don't have a strength bonus.
Roll.
Yeah,
okay,
easy 10.
Just roll with it. Okay.
That's what Mentos would do.
Ah, this is
two,
a good.
Five
yeah.
Plus whatever your strength is.
Yeah, three.
Eight.
Yeah, well, my strength is good.
Yeah,
six,
I hope you guys like swimming.
Six total.
I just so happen to hate swimming.
No, believe this, but he failed his strength check.
Holy shit.
What an idiot. He's got
but,
two of those tentacles.
That's bad news for you guys, because now there are four of those tentacles out. So there's four of them out. There's like two here, the head's out, and it's like a little beak. And you see it kind of snakes back into the tunnel.
So did we move back since we're
going
in?
Let's just DPS the head super hard.
I think you're talking about fucking it.
Maybe
I'm on board.
Maybe if I could sneak
so
up
there,
when you guys are talking, I could try to sneak up and just
stand
right for the eye.
Two up high now. They're like stuck underneath the thing. They kind of flipped out when you pulled it out.
Can I notice if this guy is, can he breathe? Like, is he like struggling to breathe because the head's out of water?
It doesn't even look like he has a nose.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
Has gills that are under the water.
So
let's drag it back to the
end.
Let's try to drag it all the way back to the
end.
Try to drag it over the rope.
And then when it's mounted, it's a conquest.
No, we make it be a bartender.
Serve drinks! You have four pentacles.
Yeah, dude, he's such a good bartender.
Do we got a deal for you, sir?
If you don't mind hideous monsters trying to kill you at all times,
hey,
come to the bed of Badger.
He speaks Aklo.
Oh, that's true.
It teaches you other words.
Do you know the language of madness?
Our bartender does.
Better than just trying to pull on this rope.
I said stupid juleps.
You already got your
yes, extra.
So. Like, he's like, I'm sorry, I only deal stuff in shivers.
Shivers is never going near him again.
Can I get shiver shots? A couple shiver burgers.
Yeah.
Yes, that'll be shivers.
I got a handful of shivers. Six shivers? And a gold shiver.
How ridiculous would it be if we drug this thing all the way back to you?
Pretty ridiculous.
Should
we
try
to get
a
kill it first?
Rope. We have to get a dealer rope crate.
How would we get across? There's no way.
I know. If we roll high enough. Well, how are you rolling
that? You're like, hey, fuckers, we're mythic, let's go.
We're gonna tightrope run down.
Can he make like a prey to Huey to have Huey come down and like it's
I'm gonna guess there's a very small chance.
What is it called? The god of the machine thing? I always
forget
that. Yeah, let's get some of that action.
They did that in Nerdfart Poker that one time.
Yeah.
1% chance.
Yeah, I will roll percent chance of Huey
coming down to
me. I don't know
if I really want to concern Huey with this.
Yeah, this isn't a very big one.
Yeah. Whatever he's going to be like, what the fuck?
What else is he doing?
Why is there an octopus in a dungeon?
We're doing the Lord's work.
All right, so we gonna keep pulling, or are we gonna?
I think we keep pulling. Okay, that's your guys' turn. So it's Mentos again.
Just run.
He's having second thoughts about his spell.
Just
I think.
Do what you want to do and take
somewhere
off.
Somewhere dolphins appear.
You're summoning a dolphin?
Yes, this is awesome.
Can he work at the end too?
We have bigger concerns.
There's like no room in that water right now. Just the thing is taking up like
make
the whole
it appear staircase. Inside of it that way.
Yeah, it explodes.
Yeah, implode.
Just in the midair, you can kind of fall
yeah.
onto it.
Yeah, it'll be like in.
Just have it rain dolphins.
It's raining
dolphins. Where it appears.
Or the,
what is this?
The whale
yeah,
turns into the flower.
The
opposite of vice versa. I don't remember which.
My hope is was to appear behind it. If you're not saying it stretches all the way down.
Well, you can't see past it. So it's filling up the hallway. I mean, it's about it's like a 10-foot
with the
height type thing.
What's a dolphin going to do?
Bite it?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
They're fucking super aggressive.
Yeah,
they kill sharks.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's got three stars.
They ram
the
shit with their nose.
Just one?
Yeah.
Mano y mano. Shark, dolphin.
No, it's like one versus eight.
Okay, summon
eight.
But
even
dolphins.
One dolphin versus shark does pretty well because they're much smarter and.
Yeah, plus then we get a flanking bonus.
I like your thoughts.
That's right.
Yeah, what's the distance of your summon thing? Like. It's only 10
I'm
feet.
Pretty sure you have to be able to
within
see
sight.
Where it is.
Can it just come in midair and drop right off?
Turn this thing turn it translucent.
So I just got to choose something different.
Oh, you cast that summon last time. I remember you had that big dragon.
Summon to rescue. It's in this.
Tools.
Yeah, all of a sudden you just in the room.
Everybody
scrunched up against the wall like... I just hope his mouth is by the monster so we can
just
eat it.
You just see his eye looking at you like, what the fuck?
Well, I guess the only other thing I do is summon an eagle.
Yes.
Yeah,
eagle.
Summon Carver.
Yeah, that's
Carver.
What I was going to say.
Summon
Carver,
Carver specifically.
Say that's Carver.
We'll aid you.
Eagle.
Say it's Carver. Because we know what Carver
tell
has.
Tell it to go
for
the call shot. Go for the eyes.
I'll go ahead and have it take its action.
Okay.
Call shot eyes.
Is that how the song goes?
How's it
having
eyes?
Yeah,
six.
Call shot
knows. I'm gonna just assume it doesn't get its full round of attack since it was summoned this round. Let's do one attack.
What if it tries to mate with it?
It can't.
Fuck that. That's what happens. That's what Carver does when you roll a one.
Yeah. He impregnates you and has a child that kills you from the inside.
What are you aiming at?
No, he just flies off and goes, he's just like, I'm gonna go over here and go find something. Exactly.
Well,
I don't care what it is, as long as I help
I
you
feel
guys
like you
out.
Should,
yeah,
Carver got to take
down.
I'll be back.
Probably assume the head.
Okay.
Unless the tentacles only have, like, one HP. I wish you said those.
What
do you think? What
did you get?
DM,
12.
How much 12. HP did the tentacles?
Hold on.
Can we get, like, a little green bar?
12?
Yeah.
Well, there, what is it? What type of hawk is it? A celestial or infernal, I guess?
It's just a regular hawk. Or eagle.
Corporeal.
It's an Indian.
It's just a,
well, it depends on what your name it is.
It's an Indian?
Yeah, it's an Indian hawk.
Neutral good.
I eat normal.
So the hood is celestial.
It's Starry Hawk from Street Fighter.
That'll hit.
Nice.
Yeah!
The bird's going to do all work for us again.
For 2 damage.
That old bird.
I guess out of 4, that's pretty
and
good.
I will take my action.
Yes, by stabbing in the face.
And then I'm assuming the head's up enough for me to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I will scorching red.
So how do we know it's a head then if it doesn't have eyes?
Because I didn't nature check.
Really? You didn't nature check?
I'm kind of confused how this will work to hit because it's got spell resistance.
Okay, basically spell resistance is...
Like an armor class for...
Yeah, I have to first roll, see if I...
Hit.
What's its spell resistance?
Okay, so it's like a... It's not very high, it's like a 10.
So I have to
what
get
a
I have to roll a 10. It's plus my caster level, I believe.
I think that sounds
so
right.
4.
Yeah. Okay. So first you're doing the hit, right?
No,
yay.
First spell resistance.
First spell resistance. Okay.
Which I get 15 on the die.
Okay.
Now it's my range touch.
For the hit again.
So yeah, 16 plus a lot.
I like
yeah.
that. I like that. Doesn't a lot mean 50?
Where this going, Mentos?
A lot means 50.
22 range
nice
touch.
Shit, that's better.
It's miss. Nice.
Yeah, if that's the range touch miss,
I quit.
Your melee are never hit. And this is fire damage in case it has any resistances or anything.
Nice. That's a lot of dice, total.
All sixes.
4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 damage.
Oh, you hit Shivers.
And Shivers sees it, and he gets pissed, and since he's delayed his action, he just runs and...
Did you say 10?
14.
Attacks him.
No.
1,000.
Jumps up in the air, misses, lands in the water.
No, Shivers is excited. Shivers is so excited that he got hurt that he just jumps in and... bites him.
Goes right into the monster's mouth and starts eating its tongue.
It's like a Sharknado where they fall right into the...
Yeah. Shivers will get 14.
Did I tell you they stole an idea?
Right,
remember when they made that joke about like the next movie they should make is one like sharks...
Shark Avalanche?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, they're really doing that.
There's a ghost shark in the woods.
I watched...
And
that
that'll be...
It was pretty hilarious.
Seven. Wait, what do you add to hit... Yeah, 7.
All right, you...
I saw the beginning. Didn't it start just coming out of whatever it was?
He bites into him.
Yeah.
Like when he lifts up and it's like...
As long as he can travel through the water.
Shivers. Bite harder.
Good guy's turn.
Okay, so Shivers will bite him again.
Nope.
Shivers was not on our team.
He hit him.
But he didn't do any damage.
Minty Eagle might not have done any damage.
Because he's like rubber.
I'm guessing we should get rid of
the
rope.
Really useful.
Okay, let's see. So that's...
Wards off the electricity.
Tab at AC 16.
That's a miss.
Do you have an electricity spell? That'd be awesome to deal with water.
I am not a sorcerer.
Hey, what's up, sorcerer? Do you have an electricity?
I don't know what the, I don't...
What about you?
What abilities do you have? Nothing I want you to do.
Okay.
Shivers AC 18.
Yes.
Feels so good to actually have an AC hit miss me. Just once.
4 points of damage from a bite.
Well, you think that it does damage, but it comes back.
The fur
looks like nothing happened.
The fur repels.
Then Shivers on my feet.
No, he chokes on the fur. And he does.
Yeah, he's choking.
Good point.
Yeah. He's got a hair on his tongue and he's
so what
trying to get
is
it
he
off.
Swung and Tabit missed. Swing and...
Right.
Oyla, or not Oyla, David.
Oyla showed up. Hey guys, I'm a flying paladin!
He was in the corner the whole time, no one noticed.
Yeah,
he just flies
it
off.
Yeah, he does like a backflip thing, backflip. Not backflip, but a miss, and then he bit.
He would say, who wants
the
pancakes?
Yeah.
And just fly away.
Pancakes! He goes, I just fell down a waterfall, where am I?
Other world.
The end just collapsed.
Let's go to Rice since you guys skipped him.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Did we?
Go
ahead. Yeah,
in.
You said, Shivers run in now!
Oh, you delayed his action.
You already had him go back there.
I'm gonna... Is there room to sneak up to the... Is the head close enough to where I can sneak...
Excuse
me,
I'm trying to sneak
yes,
you.
Yes, and he doesn't notice you.
Excuse me,
okay.
I'm trying to sneak. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me, guys.
Excuse me, don't see me. Excuse me, you don't notice me.
There's a dice right there. I don't know what
that
is. That's
Carver.
That's
the eagle.
So I can't. So there's no room there, is there?
Well, I guess kind of Shivers
put
it away.
Put Shivers on your head like he's a hat.
Just pick him up sneaking.
Yeah. Shivers can fly, I'm scared. And then the beast just kills itself.
Alright.
He's Daniel.
So I guess with Shivers in the way, you can really think only you can hit are the tentacles.
I was going to go for a sneak attack on the eye.
Can you throw something at the eye?
Badger.
You could snipe.
You throw a badger?
There's a thing in there about sniping where you can, fire an arrow, then you roll with a -4 to re-sneak where they don't notice you.
Sounds like a talent type thing.
It's in the advanced player. No, it wasn't in there. It was in the advanced player.
Oh, I made up. Yep.
Well,
if I was going to make it up, I'd make it way better.
And
there's a thing called snipe where if you're hidden, you shoot them, they just die automatically, and then
let's go,
yeah.
You observe.
Well, then you find the path and win.
That's an actual thing. It's a save or die spell.
I like that website. Will Ferrell runs it. It's pretty funny.
Yep. What?
Save or die. Between two ferns.
Will Ferrell plays D&D.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
like Will Ferrell!
What?
I don't like Will Ferrell!
What if he's our number one fan?
Yeah, what is crying right now?
I too hate Feral Wills.
And your kid's name is stupid.
Right.
What's his kid's name?
Magus.
Magus Merrill?
Why do you like Magus? That should be right up your alley.
Magnus?
I don't have any alleys.
Magus? It's a singular of
Magus.
Magi.
Yeah.
Magi.
Magnus after the guy in Chrono Trigger.
Oh, he played Chrono Trigger? God, I love him.
Someone reach the stab it.
You can do the...
You can stab it?
You can do the arm, but you can't do the head.
Can you tap it and throw
her? Hello.
Okay. This is more action than I've gotten in a year.
Oh, now he's a jewel salesman and
yeah, Fianzio.
Fianzio.
Wow.
Jewels.
Jewels.
A lot of callbacks in this episode. Hope you like the old ones.
I don't actually. I was there.
Jewels.
Would you like me to see me?
I know the audio was a lot clearer in those. Of course, we always talk over ourselves.
So, 22.
Oh, that definitely hit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys...
I love sushi.
My attacks are very weak.
Ooh. Like, backstab.
Hey, you still have
backstab. Two sixes. I don't know. What level are you? You might get three.
Did you just hand him a 12? You just handed him two D12s. Sorry, man.
It's only two.
What one's the D12?
It's my DM.
When you got your hand.
It's my DM,
She got three.
It's my DM.
Here you go. They send D6. Oh. Close enough to 2D6.
Plus whatever.
What is this? A dice for ants?
Yeah. Dice for ants. I can't even read it. They all look like ones to me. Yeah, so that's 12.
Plus... Did you get a plus?
Strength modifier?
I don't have a strength modifier.
Oh,
so,
sorry, buddy.
That's just it.
Can we start a charity?
How much? 12?
12.
I don't even have a modifier to give you.
Hey, man, I just need one modifier on my basketball team.
Chinese
and
Nationals. Just one modifier, come on. I got a candy bar.
I guess that's with one. That's just swinging with one attack.
You only get one because
he wants
round,
to do the shing, shing,
shing.
Shing, shing,
so you do a good hit to it, but kind of how like Shiver's attack didn't really hurt it. Yours. It does leave a scratch, but it kind of resists.
Was he attacking were you attacking the
tentacles?
He's attacking
the tentacle, yeah.
Seeing what was going to happen.
So it's just like slashing resistance?
Oh, crap.
Someone hit it with a hammer.
If only I had one.
You guys are pulling it out. We can't.
All right. Kenny and the Blight. It's your guys' turn.
Are we still pulling this thing?
Uh-huh.
Is this thing doing any damage that we're pulling the grappling hook inside this thing's mouth?
Doesn't look like it. Pissing it off pretty good.
Should we? I mean, would it be better if we yanked it up into solid ground? Or?
Well, he's kind of taking up a lot of the room.
I say we gotta drag it back to the end. I say we just keep going with it.
Let's drag it to the pit of spikes.
Yeah, I like that idea.
How are we gonna get it over?
I don't know. I just say things. I don't plan for it.
I just. It'd be great if
we
were
away. I think be interesting, not practical.
Yeah. Because then we can just walk on its body rather than crossing the ropes.
Well, yeah, that might be a good idea.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's keep pulling it.
You know me, I can't fucking ropes.
I'll be the puller this time.
Okay.
Can I yank it some more? All right.
Do this.
That's not going to happen.
Really? Let's just attack it.
Yeah.
I thought you were fucking around.
No? Oh. You guys aren't going to help me?
No, I wanted to hit him.
Okay.
I want to make him hurt.
So then I guess Kenny, we're dropping the rope?
I already dropped it.
Yeah. He made that decision for
Kenny
us.
Kenny dropped it already?
Yeah.
Or can't everyone else is dropping it?
Oh, yeah. I dropped
it. They was like, oh, hell. I'm like, don't give up! He looks around everyone else and got their weapons ready.
Why is this so much heavier?
All right.
All right, so Kenny, I guess you stick your go.
Snap. Here comes the full length of my spear my phone.
My
phone. Say, no one's hurt yet, so I'm just gonna go for the attack.
Wait, is it a slashing or is it piercing?
It's piercing.
But
I can't really get to it anymore, can I? Not the head. Shiver's decided to jump onto it.
Remember, you gotta reach 10.
Can I try to? Okay, where am I? Over back here. Can I try to get a jab in edgewise around these guys?
You could get one of the upper tentacles.
Can I make a request?
Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll see if the tentacle gets hurt.
What song? Okay.
You're online, caller. Go.
There, that should do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
26.
That'll hurt.
Can we fight a bronze construct so then... When Kenny attacks him, he can say, "Have some pierce, bronze, son." Jesus.
You lose 10 hit
points.
Okay. Fair enough. I accept it.
Nine regular damage. One.
That was maybe the
three acid damage.
That only happens when you crit.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just nine.
Well, but he already did.
Nice track.
I'm going to detect
the
poison on this thing.
So, how much did you do?
Nine.
And you're using the cold iron weapon,
yep.
Right? Nine, and it's got the little thing on it. Alright, so, cave weapon seems to hurt it a lot.
You use a weapon that...
Wow!
That you aren't... That if it were to hit you, it would hurt?
Yeah, well, it didn't start out that way. I had it before, and I got this...
So that
crazy weakness.
That tentacle looks like it's really flaying.
I live it on the edge. Wow!
I can't help myself from falling.
It's my turn?
Yo. No, you already tried to help, but you did that wrong, so you
turn.
Didn't really do anything, Dick.
Huh.
So, yes, it is Tab's turn, Dick.
What about Shivers? Dick?
Shivers ran in there.
So,
good job, Shivers.
How many, okay, I need to know this real quick. How many hit die does Shivers have? Because what I want to do could instantly kill him.
16. Well, how many die? That doesn't make any sense. But he has 16 hit points.
What's his level?
Yeah.
What's his level? Shivers.
So, yes, he will live no matter what you do. So
okay.
He's fourth because David took that feat, so he's the same level as he is.
Okay, so he won't instantly die. That's good, I guess.
Just know my character is very irrational and loves Shivers.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I too. I am actually very rational, and I don't like Shivers.
Okay.
I can't see. So Shivers is right next to his head,
right? Right on him, yeah.
And Kenny's not Kenny. Rise is in the way.
Take a tentacle, weirdo.
No, let's use. I don't want to do that. I mean, I should, but I'm not going to be able to kill it in one hit.
You don't know.
I kind of want to color spray his face. But it's a cone, so I can't really hit him without hitting everybody else.
Yeah, because if you did it from right here, you would
yeah.
get on my shoulders.
You know,
never
think
hit
about
the bird,
you
hit Rise.
Yeah.
Hit,
I do, though, because I don't
David.
Want to... That's why I was worried about what Shivers' hit die was, because I didn't want him just to fall down dead.
Do you want us to move out of the way for something you may do in the future?
No, because the best this is going to do is blind him. And stun him for a couple rounds at best.
I'm saying we could attack and then move out of the way next
time. Do you have a hug spell to cast on Shivers? Because it's so cute.
Because
he's
really,
precious.
Because he just really needs one right now.
Yeah, I have one. It's called Burning Hands.
Okay.
That's a weird name for it, but will you please pass it?
Yeah,
I don't know what's worse. Because
your
white
hands
dog.
Be brave and petting so much.
I don't know what's worse. White dog or hair on fire. So.
Oh, my hand burning.
Burning hair.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.
Of anything I have.